It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. There was a lady, her name was Tabitha, means Dorcas. This lady was a very good lady, very righteous, God-fearing, generous, helping others. But somehow this lady got very sick. Then she died. Her friends were very sad, but they had hope that Peter is not too far away from their place, and they called Peter. This story is given in Book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 36 to 41. Peter did so many signs and wonders and miracles. So people knew if Peter comes to their town and prays for this lady will be alive. And so, after this lady was dead, they gave her a bath and took her to the upper room. And they were waiting for Peter to come. They sent two brothers, means two believers, to convince Peter to come. These two brothers went to Peter and requested him to come to their town. And they said, please do not delay, come soon. And Peter did not waste his time. He came with those people. They took Peter to upper room and showed the cloth this Dorcas made, all the gowns and different kinds of clothes. These widows were standing there crying and showing the good deeds of this sister. He requested them to leave the room. And the Word of God says, he knelt down and prayed, and turning him to the body, said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he called the saints and widows, presented her alive. There is nothing impossible with God. One day I was sitting in the hospital waiting for someone, and here comes an old man. He saw me with a Bible and he said, sir, are you minister? I said, yes. He said, my wife, she's in coma for many days. She doesn't open her eyes. She doesn't talk, she doesn't do anything. Could you please pray for her? I said, okay. While I was going, he said, she doesn't understand English. I said, sir, I'm not praying to her. I'm praying to Jesus. So, we went there, and I started praying. And I prayed that God should give her chance to live for His glory. And as soon as I said, Amen, that lady opened her eyes. And there I said, lift your hands towards heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And she did it. And this man was very surprised. And next day, that lady left the hospital. One day, one of our believers, she went to visit one of her relatives. They were living in mountains. And there was a hospital. So somehow she was admitted in the hospital for some reason. And she went in coma. All the ministers were gathered there and praying for her. Her husband called me and said, my wife, she's in coma. I believe if you call and pray for her, she will come out of coma. I said, okay. I called the hospital and I gave the name of the lady. I would like to talk to her. But the nurse said, sir, she's in coma. She doesn't talk. There are so many ministers there. They are praying for her. So I cannot tell her to come to phone. I said, sister, take this phone to her and just tell her, Pastor Peter is on the line. And that's all you have to say. She said, okay, I'll do it. She went to this sister and told her, Pastor Peter is on the line. She took the phone and she said, hello, Pastor Peter. I said, how are you? She said, well, I came to know that you called me. And so, nice to hear your voice. What I'm trying to say, that lady came out of coma instantly. Why? Because I had faith. If I pray with her or talk with her, she will come out of the coma. And then she came to our church and testified and glorified what God has done. Our God is a miracle-working God. If you are in coma, or you are dying, or whatever the situation you are in, the people who are serving you, and if they are praying for you, they should have faith. And then God will hear the prayer. Matthew chapter 18 verse 19 says, two of us or two people agree praying on earth, God will hear our prayer. But we sometimes pray and don't believe. I'll give an example. Somebody is dying in the hospital. Minister or somebody goes and prays and that person comes out and you ask that person, what do you think? Even though that person prayed, the same person will say, there is no hope. I don't think that person can make it. That is not a faith. When you pray for somebody, you believe that you receive it and you will have it. If you read Mark chapter 11 and start reading from verse 22 to 23, you will see the word of God says when you ask something to God and pray, you can move the mountains. Whatever you say, you will have it, but you have to believe it. Peter believed in his heart, if I say to this lady, get up, she will come out from this deathbed. What I'm trying to say, whatever the problem you have, bring it to Jesus Christ. There are people are saying today, this happened 2,000 years ago. Things are not happening today. I can show you many people after they died, came to life. Just write to me and I will give the address so you can get the tapes or videotapes and see. There was a man died in Africa, came to life, and today he is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You might have heard it already. And there are so many others. There is nothing impossible with God. I'm going to pray. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me right now for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, and if you ask Jesus Christ to forgive your sins, he has done it. Now your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. Now if you ask anything according to the will of God, he will hear your prayer. So let's pray for your loved ones. And if you have any needs, pray with me. I'm going to pray. You don't have to repeat. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I pray for all these listeners, whoever heard the message. I believe if Peter can raise the dead, the same Jesus Christ is here. You're going to do the signs and wonders and miracles who is listening to my voice. Touch them. Please heal them, deliver them, and set them free. And let them know that Jesus Christ is a living God and he does miracles today. I commit each and every one of them into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Dear friends, if you prayed this prayer from your heart, the miracle already started in your life. Start doing the things which you were never able to do before. And check it out, what God has done. Please start reading the Word of God. Go to church and tell your story what God has done. Our God is miracle-working God. He has started a good work in you, and he is going to complete it. He wants to use you for his glory.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.